Brad and John.
You want to talk some trash?
Don't you love that guy? He could say just about anything. David Attenborough.
There's some voices that when they go, you just, yeah. Who is it also who does the narration for Ken Burns? Is it McCullough? Is that guy, that guy's name? I mean, there's these narration voices.
That Peter Coyote,
Peter Coyote's another one. Awesome. Yeah. The Who, we have Who tickets that we're giving away in our world tour. The Who coming to T-Mobile Park October 19th. Now, they started their tour last night in Michigan, and here's a little bit of what they're doing. Now, it's different now because they got an orchestra involved in this one. So, in looking at the set list here, they bring the orchestra on for the first, like, third of it, and among the songs you'll hear with the orchestra are Pinball Wizard, Who Are You, Eminence Front, Joined Together. Okay? Then it's just the band. Then they take a break with the orchestra, and then just the band does songs like The Kids Are All Right, Won't Get Fooled Again, which they do acoustic. Won't Get Fooled Again acoustic. Hmm. And Behind Blue Eyes. And then the orchestra back for the closing set of like a half dozen songs, including 515, Love Rain Or Me, and the last song is Baba O'Reilly.
Cool.
So it could be a little different than if you've seen The Who in the past. This, might be a little different than what you're used to. Woodstock, 50th anniversary. No big concert this year, but a big-ass box set's coming out. A 38-disc box set, which will have every single song played at Woodstock, except for three songs. And it'll be the first time ever that the public has been able to get, like, all the songs, except for those three missing tunes, apparently. But here's what you're also going to get. They say that all the stage announcements and all that stuff will be on there, including the Brown Acid announcement. And in listening to this, we always thought it was the Brown Acid that you should stay away from. Apparently, they're all shades of acid you don't want any part of.
To get back to the warning that I've received, you may take it with however many grains of salt you wish, that the brown acid that is circulating around us is not specifically too good. It's suggested that you do stay away from that. Of course, it's your own trip, so be my guest, but please be advised that there is a warning on that one, okay?
I am informed that somebody somewhere is giving out some flat blue acid. It is poison. That's deadly serious, man.
Man.
I just informed we got four or five people who are a little sick from it. 15.
Oh, we understand that there's some green acid around.
Oh, the green now, too, is bad.
It's not quite as good as what you might suspect.
I hate to belabor the point, but I will say it again in case nobody heard me the first time. There is someone giving out some flat blue acid. It is poison. There are 15 people who are very ill from it.
Yeah, you best go with just the plain white blotter.
How many dudes who are listening to us right now, putting together a band, just heard that and like, flat blue acid. That's our name.
Oh,
we're
that's
flat
the name.
Blue acid. Anyways, that box set is going to cost $800 for all that stuff, but
there were probably bands on the bill at Woodstock that didn't even get paid $800.
No. Mick Jones and Lou Gramm of Foreigner, Lou formerly of Foreigner, but Mick Jones and Lou Gramm of Foreigner sat down together for the first time in 20 years, and they talked to Dan Rather, and here they are talking about the song Jukebox Hero, which has been turned into a musical, and there's been some dispute on, was that a real story about the kid backstage and all that? Well, here's Mick Jones.
We were playing in Cincinnati. We went for sound check. It was pouring with rain. This fan. We came back for the show, and it was still raining, and he was the only one left there, soaked to the skin. I looked at him, and I really took pity on him, and I said, how would you like to come in and come backstage with us? And he kind of, couldn't believe it. So we took him back and gave him the full arena rock show and put him on stage. I think it changed, must have changed his life. He was just so starry-eyed, and it felt good, too, to do that for him.
Now, but I think Lou Gramm tells a different story, but that's Mick Jones' version of it. And
one of them have to do with Jimi Hendrix or something?
I thought there was some kind of Hendrix component to one of the stories that's out there. But that's Mick Jones' version of it, and It's a musical now, and I hope it's good. We'll close the trash with some Stephen Colbert from last night.
A street in New York City has been renamed Sesame Street in honor of the show's 50th anniversary. The Sesame Street Muppets came out in person to unveil the brand new street sign that is so sweet. Congratulations, Sesame Street. I can't believe Cookie Monster is 50, which means soon he'll learn that C is also for colonoscopy.
And that's the trash.